House Democrat Dina Titus pushes to close bump stock loophole. Bump stocks were banned in 2019. By A.W.R. Hawkins on June 2, 2022. Representative Dina Titus, DNV, is pushing to close the bump stock loophole, though bump stocks were banned by the Department of Justice in 2019. The Associated Press, AP, reported that the DOJ's bump stock ban took effect on March 26, 2019. The AP noted that the ban means that anyone in possession of a bump stock beyond March 26, 2019, can be charged with a federal offense punishable by up to 10 years in prison. But Fox News reports that Rep. Titus is pressing to close the bump stock loophole. Titus said, "The manufacture of new machine guns has been illegal in the United States for decades. Yet bump stocks and similar devices to augment firing capacities circumnavigate the law to produce fully automatic weapons like the ones used in the 1st of October mass shooting in Las Vegas. The closing the bump stock loophole act will permanently subject these dangerous devices to strict regulation under the National Firearms Act, making it illegal to manufacture, sell, or possess bump stocks for civilian use," she added. "We must take real, common-sense action to prevent future tragedies. Thoughts and prayers alone will not save lives. Americans deserve action." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. Reach him at herhawkins@breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.